Syracuse U will punish bystanders to racial incidents. By Tom Sikata on August 16, 2020. An administrator at Syracuse University announced the adoption of a new policy that will impose sanctions on those that merely witness a racial incident on campus. Earlier this year, a conservative student was forced to leave Syracuse after she claimed officials failed to protect her from threats of violence that were made by students in response to her activism. According to a report by Campus Reform, students at Syracuse University may face sanctions for simply witnessing an act of racism on campus. In a press release, Syracuse's Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Keith A. Alford announced that the university is drastically increasing sanctions for bias-motivated conduct. The new policy states that both bystanders and accomplices will be punished. The Code of Student Conduct has been revised, based on your input, to state that violations of the code that are bias-motivated, including conduct motivated by racism, will be punished more severely, Alford wrote. The university also revised the code to make clear when bystanders and accomplices can be held accountable. The code will be prepared and distributed for students to sign in the fall. Breitbart News reported in July that a conservative student had decided to leave Syracuse University over its failure to protect her from violent threats. "I am fearful for my life on our campus and you are silent," the student wrote in a letter to a Syracuse official. "As a student, I am unsure whether I will return to campus in the fall. My family is terrified for me." Breitbart News reported in February that Syracuse University suspended more than 30 student protesters that occupied an administrative building. The students claimed that they occupied the building to protest the administration's failure to address racial incidents that had allegedly occurred on campus. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.